We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys wrestling with Cody Konishny. He's the head coach for Southwest Valley Boys Wrestling. They're going to be hosting the John J. Harris Tournament coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. We'll have coverage on KS95 and KSOM on both stations. And Cody, how are you feeling about your wrestling team at this point in the season and getting ready for one of the biggest tournaments of the season?
Well, with the young team that we have, it's mainly comprised of freshmen and sophomores. They're surprising me how well they're putting their season together and moving forward the longer we go in this season. So I've been pretty happy to see that and see those guys step up and also get good leadership out of our older guys.
So who have been some of these young guys that have really stood out the most so far this year for you?
So Deacon Farwell is our 106-pounder, and he's had a really good year. Him and Wyatt Shires has floated between 126 and 132, and both of those guys have put together over 20 wins and been on the podium at a few tournaments. They're both freshmen. Ben Waddell is a 120-pounder that showed that he's been really solid. He's still learning. He's still pretty young, but, you know, he's been one of those young guys that's really stepped up for us, too.
Well, tell me about Ian Forsyth. And I mean, he's off to a fantastic, or he's off to a great season so far. 29-9, one win short of 30 this year. He won the Tri-Center, finished second at Tri-Center Invitational, but he's been in a lot of championships of Invitationals this year. What has been the secret for his success?
Ian's such a hard worker, and he doesn't get tired, which is a naturally freakish ability that most kids can't claim, but he can sit there and grind out a match if he stays in it, and it really, you know, bodes well to his advantage. But, you know, that 9 loss is kind of misleading on, you know, how good Ian actually is, because he's been wrestling between 175 and 165 all year, and that's where all the good kids are, and, you know, that's where you get tested, and that you need that for the end of the year.
Right, and of course the seniors. So, I mean, I imagine the other guys are looking at him as a leader there in the room.
Absolutely. I mean, they see his work ethic, and they see how hard that he tries and every single time he goes out and wrestles. So, I mean, they feed off that energy.
What have you seen from your other senior, Sawyer Wilkinson?
We didn't get Sawyer till after Christmas break, and he's improved a lot, you know, year over year. So this year, we're trying to just give him the last bit of confidence he needs to break that, you know, that last mold to try to make it, you know, through at districts. So we're not so overly concerned about every tournament, every duel, but we're just trying to give him all the confidence he can to make that last run at state.
Was it injuries that kept him off the mat?
He had a couple different things going on there that kept him off, but you know, it was something that he worked through, and, you know, he finally got there.
Awesome. Good. So Gavin Wetzel at 157, he's also wrestled at times at 165 this year. He's 32-5. You know, obviously he's only a junior, but that's a kid, obviously, you got to be excited about what he's accomplished so far.
Yeah, Gavin Wetzel is kind of the spark plug of the whole team. He works with Ian in the room, so they work hard all day, every day. And Gavin has improved so much just because he's been so willing to learn. And there's nothing that you can't teach the kid. He is always an open book. And that's just one of those kids that you have to have in your room if you want your entire team to get better.
What was his season like last year? You said he's improved. What kind of numbers did he put up last year? And what has he done to do that, to do even better this year?
Last year, I believe he was – I think he got third at districts, if I'm right on that. But he was probably up around 30 wins last year, so maybe upper 20s to 30. So to sit here right now with over 30 wins with a pretty decent stretch to go just kind of shows you how well, you know, he has improved from last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because if he was 30 total, you know, last year, right around where he is now.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a great
– Actually, I think I do remember he had 26 wins last year. So, I mean, 20. You go 30-some right now going into our tournament. I mean, that's a pretty good turnaround.
Yeah, it is. That's great. So tell me about the John J. Harris tournament. What does it mean to host a traditional just great tournament? I mean, I talked to one coach, and he says it's pretty much sort of like almost like a state tournament of Southwest Iowa. I mean, that's high praise that's coming to your place.
Exactly. And we have added teams over the past few years. And I think that extra addition to teams that we may never see, nobody of these other schools will even see, you know, Washington from over in Eastern Iowa and a few other ones. It's just such a good collection of local teams. And then you bring in a few outliers, but you know, we pride ourselves on running a good tournament, making sure everything is accommodated. We keep everything moving. And, you know, the 70th anniversary for a reason, you know, nobody really wants out. Everybody wants to stay in, and we hold ourselves a little pride on that.
Yeah. What does it mean to your kids specifically to see all these guys, all these teams, I mean, some of the best teams in this part of the state, teams from all like Washington, like you say, I mean, all the way on the other side, they're driving 2+ hours to get here. What does it mean to those kids to get that opportunity to wrestle on their home mats in a tournament like this?
I think it's, especially the younger guys that haven't seen it yet, there's a lot of awe involved in that. They just can't believe that there's so many, because when you line up for weigh-ins and you have one gym absolutely filled with wrestlers trying to weigh in, I mean, it's a pretty big change from the tournaments and the duels that we go to. So it's just, you know, they kind of take all that in, and you know, you get over it quick after you get started, because there's a lot of moving parts. And you know, with the way we run our gyms with half the weights in one gym and half in the other, you kind of got to stay on your toes. And I think the young guys kind of get caught up in it, but the older guys, they just love seeing it.
So what do you make of the competition this year in the field that's coming here?
It's going to be tough. I think the top four or five teams, you know, I don't think there's going to be anybody that runs away with it this year. I think there's enough solid kids in every weight class that's going to make this really competitive. And I believe that, you know, in the end, it's going to be really tight, and I think every single match and match point is going to matter to who's going to walk away with the team trophies this year.
Well, it's going to be exciting, and we'll be there with coverage on both days. Friday night, all the action starts around 4 o'clock with the first round, and then it continues throughout Friday night into throughout the day Saturday. We'll have it all audio updates on KS95, KSOM, and video as well. Coach, really excited about coming to your joint for this tournament, and appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
That's Cody Kadishi, head coach for Southwest Valley Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.